Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Austin was on to us from the UK to tell us he's now over 50. I've had the AstraZeneca jab. No issue, not even a sore arm. All my friends over 50 have had their first jab of AstraZeneca. Some were ill for about 24 hours, but none very sick. Given that 204,000 people have had AstraZeneca vaccine in Ireland, not many people have suffered. As for efficacy, will all these folks be refusing flu jab in the future? Think of doctors and nurses before you get choosy, says Austin. Thanks for that. In on 083-311-3311. Now, last month in a Kerry court, a local businessman and a GAA trainer gave character references in the case of a man who was found guilty of rape. Now, we've seen in the past local politicians and priests also choosing to give character references in sex assault cases. But is it time for this practice to cease? Now, Donal O'Keefe is an author and journalist, and he's written about this very topic in this week's Avondhu newspaper, and he joins me now. Donal, good morning to you.
Good morning, friend.
And good to talk to you. Congrats on the piece, Donal, because it's a very thoughtful piece, and it's not just about the current case, because you look back at several cases in this where these character references have had a place.
I did indeed, Fran, and I suppose, like a lot of people, and I'd imagine like many of your listeners, I found listening to the coverage and reading the coverage of the Dingle rape case, which occurred 2 weeks ago, and perhaps we might return to that, but I found listening to that, it was very hard not to think back to 2009 to a case in Listowel, which I think listeners might remember.
Would you just remind us of it, Donal? Just remind us of that case.
Absolutely. That was the case of a man called Denny Foley. That was December 2009. Denny Foley had just been convicted of sexual assault on a young woman who was known to him. He met her. She described him subsequently as someone she had known for 9 years. She was 22 at the time. She considered him a friend, a family friend, you know, local guy, nice fella. Denny Foley was employed, I think he was 34 at the time. He was employed as a bouncer in a local nightclub in Listowel, and he was actually out celebrating his 34th birthday when he met his victim, and he bought her a drink. Now, she became incapacitated almost immediately after drinking whatever he gave her. And she remembered in court trying to fight him off, that he was trying to remove her clothing, and she was trying to fight him off, and she lost consciousness. Now, what happened next was, by absolute luck, two Gardaí were on patrol, and they spotted in the corner of a car park by a skip. They saw this poor woman down on the ground with Denny Foley crouching over her. So they went over, and he said, I was just out here, I was going to the toilet, and I spotted this woman passed out. The Gardaí looked at CCTV, and they saw quite clearly that Foley had actually carried his victim across the car park and put her on the ground by the skip.
My God.
So he changed his story. It went to trial. The jury of 10 men and 2 women unanimously found him guilty of sexual assault. And he was awaiting that morning in December in Listowel, in the courtroom in Tralee, I should say. He was awaiting sentencing when something remarkable and something terrible happened. Catherine Shannon, writing about it in the Irish Examiner, described, as she puts it, a group of 50 people, mainly men, trooped into the courtroom and marched up to the accused in single file. Each man shook his hand, some hugged him, with tears in their eyes. The show of support was witnessed by the 24-year-old victim, who sat in the front seat of the public gallery, flanked by a female Garda, a counsellor from the Kerry Rape Crisis Centre, and a friend. So that's what happened that morning.
And one of those who embraced him really sticks out. Is that fair to say, Donal?
It really does. He was Father Sean Sheehy. He was one of those who lined up to embrace Denny Foley. He was the Castle Gregory Parish priest at the time. And he said afterwards that, I just wanted to support him. just wanted to let him know he was not alone. Now, I suppose, without editorialising, it does seem, you know, it says an awful lot about someone, I think, if they look at the case of a sexual assault and they immediately sympathise with the assailant. But that's
victim, in fact, for ages afterwards, I mean, she suffered even within her community, did she not?
She really did. Foley was sentenced, Foley received a sentence which effectively worked out as less than 4 years in prison. But for his victim, I think the sentence was perhaps akin to a life sentence. She said that she was subjected to... her aunt subsequently said that her niece was subjected to a kind of a whispering campaign in Listowel, that people, friends of her assailant, had shunned her on the street. She was subsequently... She said her front door was, while Foley was in prison, her front door was kicked in and she received on the phone a death threat. But, like, I mean, of course, you mentioned Father Sheehy, who does stick out. He went, he felt it was a terribly harsh sentence which was imposed on Foley. And he immediately, when he took to the national airwaves, he contacted News Talk.
Yeah.
And he spoke with Claire Byrne, who then worked for News Talk. And he described Foley as a victim of a miscarriage of justice. He also said the only wrongdoing was that Foley and his victim, as he put it, had engaged in a sexual act outside of marriage, which Father Sheehy denounced as immoral. Now, the then Bishop of Kerry, Bishop Bill Murphy, took a very, very dim view of Father Sheehy's comment and heavily censured him. So, which, following that, Sheehy resigned his duties from Castle Gregory, but he remained in contact with Foley, visiting him in prison. And just prior to Foley's release in September 2013, Father Sheehy again took to the media, and he told one Sunday newspaper, he spoke about Foley's victim, and he said of her, "I don't want to make any judgment on her at all, but obviously the whole situation must have been embarrassing for the police to happen upon them and whatnot." This is a quote, by the way. She's the mother of a young child as well. And, you know, that in itself doesn't look great.
My God.
I mean, that's horrific.
Victim shaming or what, you know?
Utter victim shaming. And again, as I say, it's a... And you might have... I think we all saw it during a recent high-profile rape case on this island when it was just... If you were online, which... To be honest, perhaps for your mental health, you'd be better off staying offline. But
is that the Belfast one you're referring to?
The Belfast one.
Yes.
You'd have noticed how many men crawled out of the woodwork to immediately sympathise with, and I don't want to talk about the specifics of that case.
Yes, of course.
But this idea of immediately sympathising with the accused.
Right. Well, it's important to say in that case, of course, as you know, they were found not guilty where that is concerned. It does bring us to the most recent one then. And again, will you just remind us of that, Donal?
Yeah, that was the case of Conor Quaid. Conor Quaid was found guilty of raping a young woman. In his case, he was a family friend. He knew the young woman's family. He also knew that her family was away on holiday at the time. He had been drinking on June the 10th, 2018. He'd been drinking in a nearby town, and he travelled to her house, got into her house. He wasn't invited in or anything. He just effectively broke in. Went into the house without permission, and she awoke to find him in the act of raping her. He was found guilty by a majority verdict. And as he was, this is what reminded me of the Listowel case, as Quaid was awaiting sentencing, a slew of character references were handed in. And I thought there was a resonance to that, the idea of people queuing up to be seen, to be sympathising with a sex offender in the Listowel case in 2009. Similarly, in right now, in 2021, a group of prominent local people put their names to character references for Conor Quaid. There was a local retired sergeant who said that the community would stand by or his friends would stand by Quaid, that he was a great lad altogether, effectively. A prominent member of the local GAA spoke glowingly of him as well. And a former employer of Quaid's, who Quaid had worked there as a head barman, was a publican, described him as the best employee I've had in 25 years in business. So you had all these people effectively lining up to publicly support someone who had been convicted of rape. So it struck me as, I mean, yeah. Why would you want to be seen to be shaking hands with someone who has been proven in a court of law to have been guilty of the most heinous of attacks on someone?
And what part does it play in the judicial process, Donald? That has to be teased out too, hasn't it?
Well, Fran, it does. And I mean, I've spoken with various people in legal circles, and the general opinion is they don't have much bearing.
Yes.
They're
so it's unnecessary.
They're seen as just part of the furniture.
Yeah.
The victim impact statement will be listened to, and that's an important part.
So this isn't going to sway a judge or a jury or anything.
The jury has already made its decision. Yeah. So these are designed to, hopefully, as in if you're writing a character reference, or if you're someone who needs a character reference, your hope will be that the judge might be swayed by them just a little bit.
So a more lenient sentence, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I was talking this morning with Nolene Blackwell from the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, and she said to me that the real difficulty here is we don't actually know. There's no way of knowing how much or how little a judge will or won't be swayed by a character reference.
That's a very good point.
Because there are no legal guidelines whatsoever. There's nothing to... I mean, general opinion is the judge is just going to look at it and go, yeah, whatever. But we don't know. There's nothing... It's each to their own. Do you know?
Yeah,
so there is legislation...
You're also... I'm giving away all of your article now, and I would urge people to pick up the Avenue and read it in its entirety, because it's
avenuepress.ie, please.
It's an incredible piece altogether. It really makes you think.
Thanks,
you're also making the point about political influence here. And in fact, the current Count Corle, many of us will remember that story as well.
Yeah, Sean O'Farrell.
Yeah.
He's currently the Count Corle, and I wrote a piece last year for the Avenue, and if you'll forgive me, I slightly upcycled a bit of it for this article because I thought it was relevant.
Mm.
Sean O'Farrell gave in 2006 a letter of reference for, again, a convicted rapist. So the jury had done its job. They'd found this man guilty. Mm. And while just prior to the judge passing sentence, a character reference appears from the then TD, or then local deputy and government TD, Sean O'Farrell. 2006, he wrote a character reference for convicted rapist Joseph Dempsey, who was then 61 years of age. Dempsey had just been convicted of raping his nephew Shane, when Shane was a small boy, and he was also convicted of 15 counts of indecent and sexual assaults against Shane. Now, I spoke with Shane and his sister last year, and Shane's reaction when he saw the local chieftain, if you like, local TD, putting his name to effectively a defence of the man who raped him, Shane said that just made him feel that Ireland itself was siding with his uncle against him.
My God.
He said it destroyed him. It absolutely, it just completely re-traumatized him. Now, on foot of that article, Frank, I actually took it upon myself to ring the main political parties and ask on elected representatives giving character references. Mm. You know, there's a long history of TDs, and you would have hoped that it was a thing of the past.
Mm.
But
and what did they tell you, Donald?
It was interesting. I can give you their exact responses, but Fianna Fáil, I spent a day actually waiting for Fianna Fáil to come back to me, and I suppose I'm telling tales out of school, but I eventually found out that the reason for the delay was that the then leader of the, well, the current leader, the now Taoiseach, had wanted to look at this matter himself. And he had worded Fianna Fáil's reply, allegedly, but in any case, this is Fianna Fáil's reply. Our view is that public representatives should not be providing character references for people accused of or convicted of such offences. That's rape, sexual assault. A Sinn Féin spokesperson told me these are criminal justice matters, and Sinn Féin's view is that public representatives should not interfere with these matters in any way. Catherine Murphy, co-leader of the Social Democrats, said, my own view is these should never happen. It's a there's a separation of powers between the legislature and the judiciary, and that should be respected. Labour said they don't have an official policy, but said representatives would be strongly advised not to supply character references. People before profit I made contact with, and they didn't return. Subsequent calls. Perhaps it was a busy day. Similarly, the Green Party didn't reply to repeated texts and calls. And interestingly, Fine Gael at the time declined to comment. Now, I personally think that was because at the time, the Ceann Comhairle was under some political pressure over his reference to Mr. Dempsey. But
right, but it seems that there might be an appetite for some legislation on this.
Well,
then,
just indeed, I should just by way of a follow-on to the Fine Gael non-reply, I got a message last night from Senator Regina Doherty, who's the leader of the Shannon. She was quite annoyed. Her reaction is quite blunt. She says, victims of sexual assault find it hard enough to get justice in Ireland without having to fight against this nonsense. No character references should be given or allowed in sexual assault court cases. The acts in the cases raised speak to the attacker's character enough already.
Well, fair play. That says it like it is, anyway.
There is some appetite, I think. Sorry, Fran.
Not at all. There shouldn't be an issue with legislating for this in some way, you would imagine.
I know that Vera O'Leary of the Kerry Rape Crisis Centre spoke with Joe Duffy last week on RTE, and she said that the Rape Crisis Network will be hoping to talk with Justice Minister Helen McAtee, and their feeling is that she's very amenable to some sort of legislative oversight of these ideas. My own, for what it's worth, I'm only a working hack, but my own feeling is they should be outlawed, but at the very least, they court references should be, there should be, as Nolan Blackwell said, there should be some way of knowing how much or how little a judge takes them into account. And there isn't at the moment.
And I would imagine that's very subjective as well. So it would be hard to get an overall idea about that, I suppose, Donald.
I suppose so. And well, judges are famously protective of their own independence.
Indeed, they are indeed. Donald, if people want to read the article in full, just remind them again, it's online, isn't it?
It's online on avenuepress.ie. And I'll pop up fairly quickly. I'm easily found there. Could I just say before we sign off, just one thing that I think is really important. As I said, I think these court references serve no purpose except to re-traumatise victims and to make them feel belittled and disbelieved in their own community. But with that in mind, it's really important, I think, that we remember that the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre National Helpline is available free of charge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year on 1-800-778-888.
Well said, Donald. Listen, thanks for your time today. Really good to talk to you. Thanks, Donald.
Good to talk to you, Frank.
Bye-bye to you now. That's journalist and author Donald O'Keefe speaking to us there following that piece in the Avenue. All right, we'll take a break, back in a moment.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.